Blog Talk Radio.
Uplift, and we're just so excited tonight and talk to the twin show.
to be doing this wonderful, wonderful show.
Yes,
and our lives allow us to do it.
Yes,
and our lines are lit up. We thank you, all you out there that are listening.
Yes, God bless you.
We're gonna go live. Okay, loud and clear. Okay, we believe you are on. Let me ask you, are you 2138? Oh, we got to see.
All right.
He's on. Okay, he's on. We just want to make sure we get the right one on.
Yes, because our lines are.
All right, yeah, we got the right one. We got the right one, baby.
Won't it do it? Won't it do it?
Well, as we're getting prepared to listen to our interview with our special guest, Minister Riley Thornton.
Yes.
And you know,
nice girl. I've been talking to him all night.
It has been a pleasure. I have spoken with him a few times about coming on the show, and we're excited. We know this is the Lord that is doing and working on his behalf, because all things that we do is for the glorification of God. Amen.
Right, right, right.
Amen.
We didn't have a church today, see?
Oh, yeah, it's time to have church. We can't sit down on the Lord.
Oh, yes, I had a good day today. Went to a women's meeting called Moms and just had a wonderful time.
Ooh, the chest.
She lied.
Oh, yeah, they put this on.
Are you going to slide it back a
little bit? Oh, sorry. Now, his book is titled Pretty in His Presence.
Awesome.
I can already imagine how good this book is going to be.
Yes.
He has his book all is international.
International, awesome. And that's what, you know, God is calling us all out to speak to the masses, not just one little, you know, in one little four building wall, but to the masses. So this book is international, and we're excited to have an international author on our show today. Hallelujah.
Hello. Is this Minister Raleigh Thornton? Are you live on Talk to the Twins?
Yes, I am. I am here with you. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Lord. It was a press to get this thing on here. Because I tell you, we were out, computers and all the stuff was going haywire, but we know that God is a God of faithfulness and that he will come through in the nick of time. And we're so glad it is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we're live also on Facebook Live.
They were my phone.
So, and we're so excited to have you on our show. We have our lines are lit up. People are listening. And give us a little bit about yourself.
Now, give us a little information about who you are and how did you, what inspired you to write your book?
Well, I am Minister Raleigh Thornton, and I am what you may call I'm today's preacher. And when I say today's preacher, we have a lot of people that are being called into the ministry that are being called out of areas of life where they dealt with some things or they were dealing with some things and God gave them deliverance, healing to be able to speak to people that are in need of being ministered to from somebody that has been through. I don't know about anybody else, but it's hard for me to listen to somebody minister to me and you've never been through anything. How can you tell me God can feed you if you've never been hungry? And for me, God has given me a very unique ministry, which is to inspire those in the trenches. You know, the days of in the four walls worship, oh, we so glad we going to heaven. That day is over with. We got to get out here in the trenches and meet people right where they are. People are not going to church anymore because they're tired of the status quo, regular routine of church. So they just want something that's real and that they can feel. And God inspired me to write this book to empower my sisters in Christ. And it was to speak to the very innermost parts of their soul to know that being pretty in his presence has nothing to do with your outer, but everything to do with your inner. And when you are going through the trials and the tribulations of your life, sometimes the very solution, the very escape, the very deliverance, the healing that is already awaiting you is inside of you the moment that you come into the presence of God. And that is what this book is based on. How to survive your struggle, your test, or your mess, because y'all know we create things ourselves. Everything ain't the devil. Everything is not you being attacked by the enemy. Some things is us. You know, so how to survive even the things that we do by staying in the presence of God.
Yes, that is so on time. I tell you, I was at a women's Bible study just today, this morning, and that was one of the very words that they had spoken about how we, once we are Christians and we're pouring out, and we need to be filled up and just, you know that we can go out there into this world that God created.
Amen.
And be a blessing to somebody. And that is so amazing that you said that. I just love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes, we have to do the work. And the minute we begin to think about the quality of the work, the more we can begin to bless people. Sometimes we have to get out of trying to see how many people we can bless, but think about how many people you can effectively, because when we try to go out and think about quantity and not quality, we can get caught up in the very routine of the thing and lose what God told us to do, which is to be impactful and to show people and show them his glory. And that's all I want to do. I just want to show somebody that God's glory, his power, his healing, his deliverance, his miracles are still going forth today. He's working more miracles now than he's ever worked before. Amen.
Awesome. And I just have to bring up that I love when you come on in the morning with that 5 minutes with Jesus. I mean, you need God. You need him every day, I'm telling you, because it's always something that's going on, something that's happening. So what inspired you to do the 5 minutes with Jesus? I just love it.
Well, I was sitting at home and I was studying the Word of God and I heard 5 minutes with Jesus. And I was like, huh? He said, 5 minutes with Jesus. And I said, okay, what is that? You know, God told me. He said, in the Bible, there's the Great Commission where God told his disciples. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Well, the nations have changed. People aren't going to church anymore. They're finding an inspirational moment on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Periscope, all of these social media sites. And God said, I want my presence in social media, and you will do your part. So when I began to get obedient, he said 5 minutes with Jesus. And I said, okay, God, so you mean you want me to preach a sermon that's 5 minutes long and touch one that way? So I thought that's what it was. But God is such a jokester. Because let me tell you, not one 5 minutes with Jesus has been 5 minutes. And every time that I get on to share the Word of God, I get so excited because I'm constantly reminded of how good God has been to me. So when I'm able to share with somebody else, there's been some beautiful things happening. People have been blessed all over the world. I've had people to tell me that I'm their pastor, and I'm like, I'm not your pastor. God just told me to preach the word. You know, this is God doing this. This is not me doing this. I don't take credit for nothing. It's just God speaking through me, and it's been a blessing. And as long as he allows me to do it, we're going to be there Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday sharing the Word of God every morning at 8:30 a.m., and all are welcome.
Amen, yes, because we sometimes catch you, and it's a blessing to catch you on their live, on Facebook Live. Now, can you give people the information on how to get your book on Amazon? Is it in Barnes & Noble and Amazon? Or just Barnes & Noble?
It's available on 6 different media websites. Pretty much it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If I'm not mistaken, I think just 2 days ago it became available on ebook. There were some technical difficulties with that, but those kinks should be worked out. And I just praise God for choosing me to want to encourage and empower my sisters in Christ. I even asked him, and I was just being very candid. Y'all know how it goes. When God gives us an assignment, we have that seed of doubt at first, like, God, why me? You know, I said, God, I'm not Steve Harvey. Who's going to care that I want to empower my sisters in Christ? He said, well, what I did with Steve Harvey is not what I'm doing with you. And don't worry about what I'm asking you to do. Just do what I told you to do, and I'll do the rest. And never question the assignment that I have given unto you, because you don't know the anointing that I have bestowed on you. So I just begin to be obedient, and I ask God to show the ladies these nine vessels of that he chose. I say, God, you're going to have to show them to me. I don't know who to reach out to. And when I tell you, he began to handpick each woman, you know, and put them in my mind one by one. And as I begin to pray more, he will reveal that to ask them. And I'm so thankful that that they chose to be a part of this project.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's just amazing how many, it's a lot of ministers out there and women out there that are working to empower women and bring women together. And, you know, that we women, we are the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
So you can imagine being the apple of his eye. So that he's preparing us and blessing
us
and equipping us and purifying us and, you know, and bringing about all these pastors and ministers and women of God together to, you know, just to do the work that he has for us and to empower
Amen.
Us. Because each day, you know, I feel like a woman, she carries a lot of the burden because, you know, she's
yes.
a mother, she's a wife,
yes.
she's a daughter, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much work to be done. So when we're torn down from so much, there's something out there
mm-hmm.
to build us up.
Same
I feel like God has called you to build up these women, us women,
yes.
so that we
yes.
don't tear each other down, because then we start tearing each other down.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and it's just amazing. It's a blessing from God.
Yes, we thank God for you.
Yes.
Thank God for you.
The strength.
Amen.
The strength that he has imparted into the woman is something unbelievable. If you think about it, the woman is responsible for raising the seed, whether the man stays around or not. The woman is
yes.
some of your most courageous, most historic, most iconic individuals in our history were raised by single women, whether it was their grandmother or their mother or their auntie. It was a woman that took on the role and gave the strength, gave the seeds, gave the nurturing, gave the compassion, gave the strength, gave the courage for that person to go off into life and do what they did. And a woman is so strong, and God showed me this by being thrust into single-parent life, that a woman is so strong. A woman can be 9 months pregnant. She can go to work, come home, cut the grass, do the laundry. She can help the kids with the homework. She can then do the housework, cook, clean, and have enough strength to argue with her husband and win the argument. The woman has just had so much strength. And it took me to see this, and once I began to see the realness and the reality of how much I believe that the woman is the greatest gift next to Jesus given to mankind. Where would this world be without the woman? So we got to begin to take care of our precious gifts. And I'm really,
yeah.
you know, I'm not a fan of when anybody is assaulted, when anybody is violated. But I feel like it ought to be a problem in the atmosphere when a woman is assaulted. It should not be. We got it reversed. Our males, something happened to our males, we get real ballistic and violent. Something happens to our women, it's quite peaceful. I got a problem with that. I really do. I just believe, like, we got to protect our ladies. We got to get back to the place of protecting our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, and just letting y'all know that y'all truly are a precious gift to our world. And I appreciate the woman gender and what y'all have brought to the world when God created y'all. So I just want to uplift as many as I can to let them know that as long as they stay
yes.
in the presence of God, there is nothing
yes.
that you cannot overcome. There's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no stress, there's no test. There's nothing that can overcome you when you apply the tool of staying in the presence of God.
Amen. We thank you. We thank you for that word. You know, you don't hear it enough. And then for you to come out, you know, out of the box and to go against what society has kind of, you know, coined women, you are just making a big impact on lives. And we just thank you so much.
And as well, I feel like it's ministering to the women and the men as well, because men are seeing other men come forward and pour into the lives of, you know, women and daughters and mothers and aunts, and it's just a powerful overtaking
movement. It's actually
a movement. Yeah, it's a movement.
Yes.
It's a movement that needs to be moved. So,
yes, and there are men being blessed by the book. There are men purchasing the book too. To my brothers that are listening, I want to just tell you, this book is the way it is, pretty in his presence. Don't let the phrase, don't let the title fool you. There are some nuggets in it for you. So even when you buy the book for your wife, tell her to let you borrow it for a couple of days and check it out. Some of these stories in here will bless you as well, because whether we're male or female, we all need to stay in the presence of God when life happens and things take a turn for the worse, or things get interesting. And life never gives you a warning. Life always sucker punches you from the side. Life never comes up and says, I'm about to depress you, I'm about to rob you, I'm about to blow your mind, I'm about to give you something that you can't handle. Life doesn't do that. So since life happens, when life happens, we have to already have it in our spirit how to get into the presence of God. When something happens out of the blue, okay, God, I just lost my job, but I know if I trust you, everything's going to be all right. God, I just lost my loved one, but if I just lean on you, you said you would heal the broken heart. And there's so many topics or subjects that you can apply to this. And so it's universal, and however you choose it, whatever you have going on in your life right now, all of you around the world that are listening to me right now, I dare you to take your situation and place it at the feet of God. And I'm willing to bet anything that I have that your situation cannot stay the same. If you truly use this tool, it will work for you.
Amen. That is such a word. And we just hope that our listeners out there that's on the line, our lines are lit up. Yeah, lines are lit up. And, you know, Facebook is popping as well. So we just hope that someone out there hears this message and make sure you check out this book, Pretty in His Presence. And like you said, it's on all social media outlets, basically, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You're on Kindle as well, I'm sure. And it's just a blessing that you're pouring into us women, filling us up.
Yes, we need it, Lord.
Amen.
And in times such as this, and you're such a blessing. Again, it's Raleigh Thornton, because I want people to follow you on Facebook as well.
Yes.
If you can't be his friend, because he's probably overloaded, but you can follow him and make
Minister
sure you catch
Raleigh
him.
Thornton.
Yes, Minister Raleigh Thornton, and he's on Facebook Live. And make sure you check him out. Follow him, because every morning he comes with a word from God. And it's not him, it's God. You can tell that God is using him. And when he speaks a word that will change your life. And each day he blesses us. Because we catch you now. We be on this. We'll catch you. We catch the rerun.
Such a work. God is so amazing. I have a podcast as well called Setting the Captives Free, and that airs every Monday morning at 7:30, and it's just sharing the word of God and just helping people get an understanding, get a relationship, that it's not so much about you being there every Sunday. It's good to fellowship with the brethren, but we need to make sure that we are getting a true, real relationship with Christ, because one thing I want to say this to all of you, one thing you know is one day we're all going to take our last breath. But can you have confidence in your last breath? If you had to take your last breath today, could you confidently do that and say, I could meet Jesus today? And if you can't say that, then you got some homework that you need to do. And we all are a work in progress. So nobody's perfect, and God knows I'm not. So I'm trying to get myself together, and I'm trying to help as many people as I can. While God is working on me, I'm giving y'all what he's giving to me, and it is what it is. You know, I'm just loving God, and I'm loving what he's doing in my life, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful to be on your show today.
Amen.
Oh, and we are thankful to have you on the show, and that God can get a divine connection with you
through social media.
Through social media.
And we're going to hear again. He's connecting his people and lining us up and preparing us to do his work for those that are out there that are lost, or those that need to come back to him and get back closer to him.
Yeah.
Just hearing the word, you know, and it encourages us too, you know, those that are trying to walk that walk.
But
sometimes you get a little bent over and you need to, don't break down. And stand up, you know, upright and you know, carry it on to the throne. So we appreciate you and we thank you, Minister Raleigh Thornton.
Yes.
Make sure you follow him. You can share this podcast as well.
Yes.
The link is on our page. I believe he has it on his page as well. And also you can share this Facebook Live that we're doing it live right now.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, that is so awesome.
We're
gonna spread the word. Y'all do a wonderful job. Y'all do a wonderful job. Y'all have an awesome, awesome ministry, because when people are, you never know who's having a bad day. You never know who needs to see the light of Christ. And when people see y'all, you know, having fun, loving life, being just a bubbly and with that lighthearted spirit, that nothing that is affecting. I know some days y'all may have bad days yourself, but it doesn't show.
And
when y'all live, y'all look like y'all on cloud 39. And I'm telling you, that is just beautiful. Keep that going.
Thank you.
And God is just. And I hope one day that I can bring this. We're putting a conference together, a Pretty in His Presence conference, and hopefully one day we'll be able to get down there in Texas and bring it that direction, if God says.
Absolutely. Now, let us know, will you be doing a book tour, or are you doing anything with your book as far as, you know, launching it so others can come and purchase the book?
Yeah, we're working on that now. You know, the one thing with having 9 co-authors from around the country, trying to put together a time that everybody can come together. One of the authors is in Nigeria, and we have an author that's in St. Louis, and 2 are in Atlanta, and 1 is in Colorado. You know, so when I tell you God did this thing to put us all together, it's kind of trying to get everybody in the same place to do a launch has been a little tedious, but there are some dates that are coming up, and even if we have to do them in the separate cities where the authors are, we want to make it happen really fast, because there's just been an outcry for, you know, the launch and signing people in different areas are really wanting to support this project, and I'm just thankful for that. I'm so thankful and grateful to God that people are really being blessed by this book, you know. And when I hear a man tell me, I had a man that bought the book from me, and he said, man, you need to do this for the brothers. I said, well, you need to talk to God, because God told me to do this. So, you know, you need to just tell him, and maybe he'll inspire somebody else to do something like this for males. You know, so
know
right now I'm just being obedient to what he told me to do, you know. And I just want to be a vessel. I just want to be his witness. I don't want to go to my grave with my hands empty. I don't want to go to my grave with things that God told me to do and I didn't do them. So I'm trying to do everything that he puts in my spirit to do to the best of my ability. And that's it.
Amen. Well, we thank you once again, and we know that God is moving in you, and we will be sharing your podcast as well as your book. And for those that want to get his book and be connected with him, we encourage you to reach out. So we just want to say thank you once again for being on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Hey,
so those that were online, I don't know if someone had a question, but if you did, you know, text us, email us, Facebook,
because I'm sure we'll probably have you on again as a guest, and we'll just, you know, bring up some different topics and get your take on some of these topics and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time, y'all. So.
If I could, I just wanted to ask everyone, if you could, those of you that don't know me, God has given me a YouTube ministry. It's Minister Raleigh Thornton Jr. or Minister Raleigh Thornton, and there's some videos on there, and I'm trying to just share the word of God by any means necessary. So those of you that would like to see what God has been doing with me, please go and check out Minister Raleigh Thornton on YouTube, and you can see the videos there, and it's just some words of encouragement that God has given unto me. I just wanted to say that before we wrap it up. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Right. Thank you so much. God bless you. God be in favor. Continue to cover you in the name of Jesus. And we'll be praying for you as you go on your journey that God has for you, and continue to pray for us as well.
Yes.
And we'll be looking for you live on Facebook now. Every morning we got to get our 5 minutes for Jesus.
All right.
I know this is that's a blessing. And the name of the book, the book is Pretty in His Presence by Minister Raleigh Thornton. So, and I'll put up his link, and also send me your link,
your YouTube.
Minister, to your YouTube channel, and also to your link to purchase the book, because we have some people asking about that. So we say thank you, God bless you, God be, and we will be in touch.
You.
So be sure to tune in to PMP, Talk to the Twins.
Yes. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
You are listening to the Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen.